My guests on Simply Folk are the four members of a folk, kind of folk slash bluegrass band in Oshkosh called Dead Horses. We are in WPR's Buck studio because there's quite an array of instruments and mics, including a stand-up bass and some guitars and violin and mandolin. Well, welcome, everyone.
Hello.
It's good to be here.
Thanks for coming. Why don't we start with some music so we can get a feel for what you sound like. What would you like to start with?
We're going to start with a song called Cosmos. So you say you see the dreamers in your sleep. Oh, you know the words are not for us to keep. Honey, please.
The name of the song is Cosmos. Wow, I'm just hearing that for the first time. What a great song.
Thank you.
And we heard some four-part harmony there. All of you are singing and lots of high energy. That's terrific. Now, this is a new song because you're working on a new album, right?
Yep, that's right. We, in April, went to San Francisco and got to record at Hyde Street Studio, which is
kind of a legendary studio for a lot of people. Grateful Dead recorded there.
You name it. I took pictures of all the albums on the walls. I have them on my phone just to remember, like, what bands recorded
there. Tupac recorded there.
Wow.
Even some, like, recordings that, some albums that are some of my favorites that I didn't know until after we recorded there that were done there. So that was really cool. And then we got to work with Stephen Barnard. He produced American Beauty by the Grateful Dead. He's got a lot of wisdom under his belt. And we lived in the studio in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco for 2 weeks and just kind of worked at this album and just flew there and put all of our hearts into it. Honestly, like, it means so much to us. So we're just getting pumped up, getting ready to release that, hopefully end of summer, early fall.
And how did you end up heading out to San Francisco for that project?
I went to college at UW Oshkosh, and one of my roommates and best friends was in the recording tech program there, and he ended up getting his internship at Hyde Street Studios.
Wow.
And he's the one who kind of orchestrated the whole thing. I went out and visited him last summer and showed me the studio, and I was like, oh, we got to come back here.
And nice.
Found us a good producer, and he worked side by side with Steven as well, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without John. So
great. And I was just talking, that was Tim McElry we're listening to. He's got the mandolin in his hands. And now, all you said you went to UW Oshkosh. How did you all meet? Was it in Oshkosh?
Well, Tim and I actually went to elementary school together many years ago in Oshkosh. So we have that connection. And we're all kind of from the area. Dan's from Berlin, which is just outside of Oshkosh. And Sarah grew up in Oshkosh as well. And I went to college in Stevens Point, and when I moved back, ended up meeting up with these guys, and everything was clicking really well, so we just ran with it.
And that's Peter Raboyne, who was playing guitar, talking. So we've got UW Stevens Point, UW Oshkosh. Nice to hear that the system is working well for us musically. Well, why don't we have another song, and then I've got so many more questions for you. What would you like to do next?
Okay, yeah, we're going to do a song called Lay Me Down. All these songs are off the new album. And here this one is.
Thank you. are my skeleton key. I am a thriving city. So lay me down, let me weep, let me weep. Lay me down, sweet sleep. Lay me down, let me weep, let me weep. Lay me down, sweet sleep. Old Casey taught me so. Share the same soul. So lay me down, let me weep, lay me down, sweet sleep. Lay me down, let me weep, let me weep, lay me down, sweet sleep.
Lay Me Down is the name of the song, and we're listening to Dead Horses, and they call themselves a folk grass band, and you can certainly see where that name comes from, based in Oshkosh, and making quite a name for themselves in the Midwest and in Wisconsin. And I've been talking to Sarah Voss. She's the vocalist and guitarist. And Peter Reboyne is the guitarist. Dan Wolf is playing the bass. And Tim McElry has been playing the mandolin, but I understand we're going to hear some violin as well. Who is the primary songwriter? What's your songwriting process?
The process that we have is usually I have a song that I have lyrics and ideas for and a melody. And then I bring it to the boys. And I mean, the transformation that happens when we all really collaborate with it is huge. So when people ask, like, who's the songwriter, the easy answer to that would be me. But if you really, the truth of the matter is the songs would be completely different if I was just up here doing them myself. So it really is very much a collaborative process for writing it.
Yeah, the part writing is beautiful. Everybody, I imagine, does their own thing and puts their own spin on their part. And mm-hmm. the harmonies are really nice, too. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying that. So I have to ask, how did you guys get started in music? Did anybody do music in school as a kid?
Yeah, I started playing guitar when I was 7. And just more of like a really organic kind of learning style. I never really went to school for it. I took lessons from some guy downtown for like a year, and then my dad was really instrumental in helping me learn how to play, and he taught me a lot of the fundamentals. And you know, if you started at a young age, your brain is like a sponge for music. Yeah. And by the time you're 20, you know, you're pretty well versed in music.
Yeah, right. Now, how about the two string players, Dan and Tim? Did you pick up the violin and bass in school or somewhere
else?
No,
I picked up the upright bass when we started the band. So
really?
I played some other bass, so I had an idea of how to play, but I pretty much picked up the instrument for the band.
Wow, it gives it a great sound, really a nice foundation. And how about you, Tim?
Well, I started playing at a really young age. I guess my first instrument was a crackerjack box with rubber bands and a paint stick on there, mimicking a violin to
really?
Hold it. Yeah, so I mean, when you're that age, they give you a pizza box to stand on and show where your feet are, so you don't run around all the place and stand in one spot so you can focus on it. But
he still plays the crackerjack box. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to eat it anymore, but they're still in there.
Wow.
Wonder what the prize is.
Nice. And how about you, Sarah? How'd you start out?
I think that the biggest source of music for me from a really early age was going to church. Mm. Singing in choirs, singing, just being immersed in that. My father was a preacher. I went to a parochial school, and music was just part of everything. So even I think the songwriting is really affected by old hymns, which that's really folk music too.
Oh, sure.
And then, you know, I happened to hit, you know, like the internet age when I was in middle school, so I could start really expanding on my knowledge of music, and I was really drawn to acoustic music particularly. Started playing guitar when I was like in middle school, but it was more about just singing and playing than it was about guitar. I love guitar, but
right.
Yeah, writing songs even, gosh, just always, I think. So yeah, it's just kind of always been there, I think, for all of us.
That's yeah, amazing. from an early age. Nice. Well, let's have another song. What would you like to do next?
I Am Not. We're going to do the song I Am Not.
Given and taken again.
Another new song from Dead Horses. If you're just joining me, you're listening to Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and we are in Buck's studio here in Madison, and the band has come down from the Oshkosh area. Dead Horses is the name, and I have to say I get a lot of questions about that. So let me I just have to ask, why Dead Horses?
Well, none of us named it, to be completely honest, and we love horses.
I'm glad to hear that.
That's the main thing. We
that's the important
get
thing. Yeah, right. Yep. You love horses, okay?
I guess the easy answer would be in tribute to fallen war horses of the past, But if you want to hear the long version, you have to come to one of our shows and ask us.
That's a good enticement. And speaking of that, you're starting to do quite a lot of gigs around in the area. So coming up later this summer, what do you have going on?
Oh, we have a ton of stuff. I guess for something closer to the Madison area, definitely check out People Fest. It's a music festival for any kind of music lover. There's reggae to bluegrass to rock. There's everything. So that's a it's an easy Google search. Just look for People Fest. I think it's in Hillsboro.
Yeah, I think another one, I believe that same weekend, it's in the beginning of August, is Mile of Music.
Oh, right, in Appleton. Yep.
So we'll be playing for that as well. It should be really fun. And that too, is there's just a ton of different types of bands and kind of something for everybody. Looking forward to that one.
We'll also be doing the concert series in Ripon. That's one we've done since we started.
Nice.
And also Green Lake. So those two areas will be there over the summer.
Great. Well, that covers most of our coverage area is the whole state, obviously. Mm-hmm. We have an antenna in northern Illinois, and we get over into Duluth a little bit. And so are you going much out of state as well?
Yeah, we go to the Twin Cities, other places in Minnesota quite a bit, Duluth. We try to make that kind of part of a cycle that we do. We were also recently in Maryland, so we'd like to start expanding eastward more and westward, and just pretty much as much playing as we can do in a wise way.
Yeah, wise. It's tough. It can be really exhausting being on the road for any length of time. Yeah. Well, let's have another song. What would you like to do?
Is this going to be Tops now?
Sure.
All right. This song is called Tops. Trees are naked, but at their tops, last leaves are fighting for what they've got. Days growing shorter and I'm still lost. I've been wishing for what I've not. Vivid like the morning, like the air, the cold night of this first snow wind. Remember the night I lost my soul then. Soul and giving never existed, well what then? The words you made them right. Said you heard the wind singing at night. Oh, choirs of God's almighty army are singing so loud, singing so holy, singing
Tops is the song from a brand new release that'll be coming out a little bit later this summer from Dead Horses. That was a wonderful kind of a jam at the end with the fiddle playing harmony with your voice. And you've mentioned the Grateful Dead a couple times, and I'm wondering, do you get into the kind of jam band feel that some of the more progressive bluegrass bands are going for?
Yeah, I would say we are kind of going for that. It's something that we kind of pride ourselves on alongside really good songwriting and instrumentation and things like that. But it makes the live show a lot more fun for certain venues that we play. And then we've played those venues so many times that, you know, you just start bringing that energy and bringing that kind of live fun environment, and people really like it.
When you get great musicians like yourselves kind of improvising on a chord progression, it can be really magical sometimes. I bet you guys have some fun nights together.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, nice. So you've done the recording, and you're going to launch a Kickstarter campaign. And what is that going to be paying for?
Well, the Kickstarter primarily will be funding what we have left to pay for the album, so things like production costs and there's so many things like copyright and kind of legal work there. It's going to cover things like merch so we can get some things rolling, just basically to keep the Dead Horses van. Actually, our van recently broke down too a month or so ago, a bunch of things all at one time. But yeah, the Kickstarter really will just enable us to put out the album. We already, a lot of people have already invested. We've already put a lot of our own funds into it, and we're just about there. And a lot of it too, it's incentive based, so even just somebody going on and pre-ordering an album, that helps us get the album in your hands quicker. And that's what we want the album in your hands, you know.
Yes.
And by the time that comes out, it'll be able to be found at deadhorses.net, so that will be our website that we're working on getting up to.
Deadhorses.net.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. We have time for one more song. What would you like to close with?
We're going to close with a song called Glitterbug.
Glitterbug. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the forest, in the old hobo's tales in the country, and in the wide open sails, there's a feeling brings me to my knees. There's a belief in something more than me, in something more than me. And in some churches, and in the old hymns, and the corner street bars, and the motels where they live, there's a feeling in the core of myself. There's a sadness wishing for something else, wishing for something else. Lost, I know we've all been told, still can't shake the wind that's cold. Oh, lost, I know we've all been always be found.
Glitterbug, the Dead Horses. We've been listening to several new songs that are going to be on the new release. Do you have a name for your new CD yet?
Or actually, that's something we've been talking about a lot, but no, there's not a decision yet.
Not a name yet. So
we all have
our
own ideas, so maybe we'll combine them all and just be a really long album.
Really long name. Well, whatever it's called, it's going to be wonderful. I can't wait to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, thank you very much, Stephanie.
Oh, thanks for coming down. We really appreciate it.
It's been great.
Thanks for sharing your time and talent with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. And if you want more information about Dead Horses, it's deadhorses.net. And you have a pretty active Facebook page as well. There's a lot of event posts and things on there. So, well, thanks again. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, Seth.
Thank you.